VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Mike Brown. At least 73 people were killed, at least 170 injured after explosions and ensuing gunfight rocked outside a gate of the Kabul airport in Afghan's capital Thursday. According to multiple sources, U.S. President Joe Biden is vowing to avenge the deadly attacks in Afghanistan that killed at least 13 U.S. troops and dozens of Afghan civilians. President Biden said the U.S. will respond with force of precision at our time following the attack by a group identified as ISIS-K. Biden said evacuations will continue even after U.S. troops leave at the end of the month. Critics have blamed President Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. The United Nations Secretary General said Thursday there is no military solution to Ethiopia's 10-month-old conflict, and he urged the parties to stop fighting and open a dialogue. Antonio Guterres told a meeting of the UN Security Council conditions must be created for the start of an inclusive national political dialogue to address the underlying causes of the conflict and ensure Ethiopian voices direct the pathway to peace. He said that he has been in close contact with the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and has received a letter from the leader of the Tigray region in response to his appeal. Guterres said the UN is ready to work together with the African Union and other key partners to support such a dialogue. In June, the Ethiopian government announced an immediate unilateral humanitarian ceasefire after nearly 8 months of fighting with Tigrayan forces. But hostilities have continued, and the Prime Minister recently urged all Ethiopians to join the fight. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Supreme Court is allowing evictions to resume across the United States, blocking the Biden administration from enforcing a temporary ban that is put in place because of the coronavirus pandemic. Roughly 3.5 million people here in the U.S. said they faced eviction in the next 2 months, according to the Census Bureau's data from early August. The court says in an unsigned opinion Thursday that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which reimposed the moratorium August 3rd, lacked the authority to do so under federal law. The justices are rejecting the administration's argument in support of the CDC's authority. The U.S. is projected to see nearly 100,000 more COVID-19 deaths between now and December 1st, according to the nation's most closely watched forecasting model. But health experts say that toll could be cut in half if nearly everyone wore masks in public spaces. Experts agree what the coronavirus has in store this fall depends on human behavior, and early signs suggest behavior changes may already be flattening the curve in a few places where the virus raised this summer. An Associated Press analysis shows the rate of new infections in Mississippi is slowing, as well as in Florida, Louisiana, and Arkansas. A school official in northern Nigeria says gunmen have released some of the more than 100 children who had been abducted back in May. The kidnapping victims from the Islamic school included children as young as 5 years old. Gunmen have abducted hundreds of students in northern Nigeria this year, and the government has been unable to halt the spate of abductions for ransom. As a result, many schools have been forced to close due to the risk. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Ida in the Caribbean Sea is likely to become a major hurricane and reach the United States on Sunday. Forecasters expect it to strengthen into a hurricane as it moves to the west of Cuba and into the southern Gulf of Mexico. The Hurricane Center said there is an increasing risk of life-threatening storm surge, damaging hurricane-force winds, and heavy rainfall Monday, Sunday, and Monday, especially along the coast of Louisiana. Forecasters say the storm track is still coming into focus and could shift in the next several days. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.